This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A popular new doll is causing a stir in Chicago. Marisol Luna has wavy, long brown hair, wears hip clothes, and is a dancer. The book that comes with her describes the 18-inch doll as the only child in a loving middle-class Mexican-American family. That's all fine. It's a description of the doll's neighborhood that has some Latino activists and politicians up in arms. They want an apology from the doll maker, American Girl, and its parent company, Mattel. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The American Girl's place in Chicago is a celebration of girldom. Three floors of dolls, accessories, and more. Walk in the front door and Marisol, the girl of the year for 2005, is on display. Dressed in satin cargo pants, a pink and purple ballet top, and a funky scarf and hat, the doll is a hit with 7-year-old Sarah, who, like Marisol, studies dance.
I might get her. I like her hair. I love pink and purple.
Yeah,
I can't even
school.
Stop dancing.
It's not the doll, but her book that's irritated some. In it, author Gary Soto writes that Marisol lives across the street from Harrison Park in Pilsen, the slowly gentrifying Chicago neighborhood that's home to many Mexican-Americans. Juana Guzman and Carlos Tortolero run the Mexican-American Fine Arts Museum in Pilsen. They say a passage in the book describing Marisol's parents' decision to move to suburban Des Plaines vilifies their community.
Read right here. That one paragraph right
Dad
here.
Dad and I think it's time we get out of this neighborhood, Mom said. She explained that it was no place for me to grow up. It was dangerous, and there was no place for me to play. She lives across from the park, but there's no place to play. It's about trying to create this drama about Mexicans living in a dangerous neighborhood. Oh, this poor little girl. Let's get her out. Let's save her. That kind of nonsense never goes away. And it's time it did. It's insulting.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who represents the area, invited the president of American Girl to visit Pilsen. The neighborhood city councilman, Danny Solis, has met briefly with a representative from Mattel. He says the book's short passage was probably a mistake, but Solis says American Girl's perception of Pilsen is outdated.
There is a problem with safety. There is a problem with gangs in Pilsen, but it's probably out of all of the Hispanic neighborhoods, according to police statistics, probably the safest.
Solis says there are problems with gangs and crime throughout the Chicago area, including suburbs like Des Plaines. On the streets in Pilsen, just about anyone will talk about the controversy. Veronisa Cervantes had just finished picking up her son from an after-school program in Pilsen. She said the fictional mom's concerns weren't too far off the mark. Cervantes had recently moved from the area.
I didn't feel that it was a place for my son. Yes, there was a lot of gang activity, and so as much as I love the community, I had to move out.
To another part of the city. Across the street at the Nueva Leon restaurant, the Sierra family had heard all about Marisol. They laughingly call her a neighbor. They live across the street from Harrison Park. Frank Sierra says his kids went to day camp and swim team at the park and never felt any danger. But he says there's just too much being made over the American doll story.
People move out all the time, you know, for better in every neighborhood. People choose to stay. That's their choice. You know, here we are, four generations right here. We've been here all our lives. But I just think they could just use their energy somewhere else, these politicians. The Dow ain't it, you know.
In a statement, American Girl says works of fiction are often fraught with divergent views, and author Gary Soto says the brief piece of dialogue in the Marisol book was misconstrued. He says the Dow story is about dance, the praise of place, and the lament for one child's sense of loss. American Girl, meantime, will continue to sell Marisol and her story throughout the year or while supplies last. And so far, no visit to Pilsen is in the works. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.